that you wanted the Bears. Well, guess what, buddy? You got them.
All right, Grizzly, I want my rapid-fire Q&A. Where's my Q&A?
Q&A, that's part of the fucking Senpai Strength podcast.
You're on the wrong podcast, buddy. I'll fire off some quick ones for you real quick.
Yeah.
Let me come up with them. I'll be right back.
Do it. All right.
Michelle,
I'm going to Google rapid-fire anime questions.
Five rapid-fire questions. Lifting or anime related that I can ask Travis in quick succession.
Yeah, hurry up.
The raunchier, the funnier, I don't know.
Yeah, the better.
You can write them down, I'll read them. Don't just look at me.
Come on, Michelle.
Make an effort. So she's not going to do it.
I couldn't hear you because Michelle is cackling, trying to think of...
Your cackling is interrupting.
She just cackles more.
All right, so he may hype laugh, settle down.
All right, here we go. Denali or Atlas?
Ooh.
Atlas just killed one of your kids.
This is rapid fire.
I had one.
Can't think about it too much.
Okay. No more anime ever, no more lifting ever?
No more anime ever.
Okay.
That's tough.
That is tough, buddy.
That was a good question. That was hard. These are the things people want to know.
Yeah, I'm giving them to you, buddy.
Back at both of you. Quick, go.
Atlas.
Anime or lifting? Anime or lifting, go.
Ooh, oh, fuck. Lifting. God. Ooh, that is tough.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. Are you picking lifting or are you picking anime?
I will continue lifting.
All right, so far we're both lifting. You, Senpai, how about you?
Well, he's not even watching anime right now.
I'll take lifting.
He doesn't watch anime. It's all up front.
All front for the brand.
I watched Katana Gatari 2 days ago, you asshole.
Yeah, sure you did.
I did because I was looking for a reference.
You were probably hoping someone was going to give you deadlift tips, so... Don't be.
I give the deadlift tips. I don't take them.
Touché. Boobies or butt?
Butt.
No, wait. No, I'll stick with my initial off the cuff answer.
Small butt, big butt.
Small butt.
Nice butt.
No.
Yeah. It's
no.
Okay.
To be fair, it's
got to be shapely.
No. Is it shapely? That's not the question.
Oh, fuck. All right. Do it again.
Small butt, big butt.
Small butt.
I don't care.
Grizz is just
taking any butt. Grizz just wants the cheeks.
No.
Grizz just wants the butt.
No, I think it doesn't matter if it's big or small. It just needs to be like...
It needs to have the upper shelf, like the full rounded butt, or is it okay that like it's just got the bottom like everyone's got? You know what I'm talking about? Like you can look at a butt and be like, she's worked on the butt.
Yeah.
And then... Like, a normal big butt is just a big butt, but it's mostly, like, a bottom half. Like,
it slopes
into the big butt. A nice big butt has the full half moon.
Yes, needs the full.
So, like, small butts I'm fine with just the bottom. Big butts better with the top shelf.
Obviously.
Top shelf is a must.
You like your butts like you like your liquor top shelf?
Goddamn right.
Oh, I do not like my butts like I like my liquor. I get that bottom dollar fucking cheap-ass vodka.
Oof. All right. Enjoy your brunettes.
Yeah.
Brunettes, dude. Ugh.
The Taka. No, if I was a liquor man, it'd be Svedka or Rika. Rika's kind of top shelf. I need another rapid-fire question. These are good. These are good stuffs. Life in prison or death row?
Oh, which death row? Death row where you don't know when you're going to die? Like Japan or like death row in America?
Death row, it could be the next day.
Death row.
I'll go death row.
Kill me now.
I want to die.
Deaf or blind? You're deaf or you're blind?
Deaf.
Oh, yeah. I'm deaf all day, baby.
Deaf or blind? I don't know.
What?
I really like that you tried to answer that kind of sexy, Panda. That was an interesting choice. Yeah, yeah. Deaf all day. I don't want to hear you at all.
I love that meme that's going around right now with when deaf people learn that farts make noises.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's just so funny.
Fucking Elon Musk fucking chiefing on that joint.
Oh, shit, dude. I fucking love that episode of the podcast. But seriously, I don't know. That's hard for me. I don't know if I can pick.
I know. It's really a question for you because how much music is in your life and involved in just audio in general. So,
well, like,
what's it gonna be, buddy? It's a rapid fire question.
So for me, I go automatically sad boy, right? Like, it's like my first thought process. So it's like not to see the person that I'm interested in ever, and just to hear them or see them but never hear them or never hear
me and Travis. We thought about all of that instantly.
Yeah, this is a borderline you-know-who answer.
Hey,
this is
at least I have borderline
you're taking 45 seconds to answer a rapid-fire question. Don't make me name names.
You can't just ask this question and not expect me, who's a musician, to be like, oh, I don't know. But then again, Beethoven went fucking deaf.
This isn't for debate. This is a rapid-fire question.
Yeah, let's speed it. Okay, I'll go deaf. Deaf.
Okay, now you can explain.
I'll go deaf because Beethoven could lay down naked and still feel the vibrations of his music, and that's how he wrote. I'll do the same thing. I'll lay down naked and I won't hear when somebody comes in the room.
Old nude Grizz laying down in the apartment, listen to the vibrations of his guitar. And there's your intro to the episode. Welcome to the podcast.
And the funny thing is, I don't even know if y'all walked into the room or not.
That's the bonus. At any time I walk into your place, I can fully expect you to be naked on the floor playing the old guitar.
Chase, just give that one more clean introduction to Grizz being naked in his apartment, and I'm going to make the vibration noises, and that will for sure be the intro.
God damn it.
All right, here we go.
Hot dog!
God damn it.
Travis, how many times I gotta tell you, buddy? I'm not gonna fucking listen to anybody. You tell me what to do, I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna hot dog it.
All right,
you
Pan,
wanted the
I
Bears,
buddy. Question for you. Ready?
Here's your Bears.
Pan. Well, guess what, buddy? Pan. You got them.
All right, rapid fire question. In love with the trap or listen to somebody?
What?
In love with the trap or listen to somebody?
Hold on.
What? Wait.
Question is, would you want to be in love with the trap or listen to somebody?
Listen to fucking Travis. Well, you said you don't listen to anybody.
This is a stupid, specific question for me. Obviously, I'm going to be in love with the trap.
Well, great, because if you could listen to somebody, I would say that somebody would tell you to be in love with the trap.
I knew it from the moment you asked it, you gulping. I see through your shit.
Can't bullshit a bullshitter?
Yeah.
All right, Travis.
Travis, don't eat the mic.
Yay. You can't deep throat the mic.
Stop tonguing the mic with your egg. I didn't know you had such a thick mic.
Can we be a little more?
We gotta do more rapid fires.
Sips or coffee?
Sips.
Well, I need the coffee.
I like coffee, but like sips is portable easier and it stores longer.
Yeah, I like sips.
I guess that's true. I wouldn't really need coffee. There's like Bang out there. And hey guys, when you're ever in the gym and you just need that pre-workout, but you don't want to mix powder in your mouth, there's nothing like popping open a fresh, cold Bang energy drink. Are we getting paid for that?
I hope so.
We'll just send him an invoice after we air the episode.
D- Dearest Monster, we recently recorded a 3-hour podcast with 15 minutes of usable audio. You mentioned your product for 5 seconds. The billable account is now $15,000. Please remit payment as soon as possible.
Enclosed is account number that you can wire the money to. Thank you for your service.
Bang.
So, Travis, where are your numbers at, buddy? Where are you at right now?
What lift do you want to talk about? You want to talk about...
Give me the SBD.
I mean, let's talk about the big three. So, pull-ups. I'm doing 45 pounds added for like 6. Dips, like 90 added for like 12.
Oof.
The SBD numbers are dismal as always. Squat, haven't tested in a long time. I'm assuming it would be maybe 300. Bench is like 225, and deadlift is 405, maybe, on a perfect day.
All right. Looks like we're all doing good.
Hey, that's it. That's it. 161, boys.
Those Wilks.
There's no Wilks in the jungle.
I don't have Wilks either.
I don't like Wilks, to be honest.
You want to talk about that?
We can talk about it. We're both single dads from the Midwest.
Travis don't get it. He's not in the know. I also don't like Wilks. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the fuck your body weight is. If you lift more than me, you lift more than me. Like, if you outbench me and you weigh less than me, that just means you outbench me. But if I outbench you and I weigh more than you, I don't give a fuck.
So pretty much there's no Wilks in the jungle mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go on the fucking the yard in prison, you think they give a fuck about Wilks?
This is very true.
Put up your bench or die.
It's like I've always said, there's no Wilks in the jungle, but there's no barbells either. So
But there are I mean, pull ups.
There are pull-ups, and old Ice Bear can do pull-ups. Now, I get both sides of the argument, but I don't know. Yeah. Chase immediately went to jail references for some reason.
Here's why I lift, guys. I'm so scared of jail that I need to get big enough to where if I go to jail, they just don't fuck with me. They look at me and they're like, not worth it. Not worth the effort.
You and I have the same haircut, and we're not going to do well in jail.
If I go to jail, my hair's changing, bro. I'm not going to be pretty anymore. I'm getting face tattoos, and I'm fucking cutting my hair super short. I'm going to look big, and don't fuck with me.
But to be fair, my uncle's a big guy, and during that one prison riot over here in Texas, like, a decade ago, he got stabbed like 4 times in the fucking artery in his leg. So,
did he live?
Yeah, he lived.
He's a big motherfucker. You think a 160 dude's gonna be able to take that much stabbing to a right fucking artery in his leg? No, hey. You gotta have mass behind that shit. Hey. Oh, did I just say Travis's weight?
Yeah, you just I'm right on the nose. That hurts. Five stabbing. Old Ice Bear's dead. This fake jail riot.
You're dead, bro. I'm so sorry.
You died.
You didn't make it. Because your quad wasn't big enough.
This is the 2018 version of Oregon Trail. Oh, I'm sorry. The quadricep is not big enough. You were shanked. You're dead.
4 times. You could, Travis, come on. You could get away with 2.
Two quick steps.
2 quick flicks.
Maybe 3 if you have a pump.
But 4?
4, I'm dead. I'm gone.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's true.
If I was there, I would have taken two for you, and I'd still be good to go. I got two left.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
And that's why Wilks don't matter.
Because he gets dead. That is so... Oh, man. That was the gold that we needed for this episode.
Nailed it.
All right.
There's the money.
On that note.
Well, also, just so, first episode, the Husks died. Second episode, I died.
It's only getting more morbid for you, Travis.
Yeah, is this just going to be like the Bearte is going to be like always finishing with something more painful for old Ice Bear?
What kind of trouble is he going to get in today?
Yeah, let's have a really good like hour and a half next week, and then we'll talk about like 5 minutes of extremely painful marriage separation. Why not?
Oh my god. Oh no.
That should hurt me.
I'm sorry that you got stabbed, okay?
Let's just go back to that.
Oh, fuck. But if you want like a quads only workout, just in case. If you want to work those puppies 2 to 3 times a week.
The dead puppies?
High volume. Well, we already chose Atlas.
Sorry, Ice Bear Jr.
Please don't tell. Please don't tell him.
I won't tell him. I'll give him a little smooch on the forehead.
Thank you. I just love Atlas's like open mouth derp.
Yeah, he's a really good derp. He's an absolute idiot.
He's like that Husky meme that they do the terrible puns with. That's Atlas.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. The other night, I was like completely asleep, and he just like sits on my face. Like that's how he likes to wake me up to go out. Like he just like his butt is like right on my face.
Mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, full circle. Thank you, Requiem for a Dream. So yeah, ask the mouth husky. And he's just like, hey, bud, I want to go outside. And I'm like, you know, that's one way to wake a person up. You're a good dog. You're a good dog.
My dog just continually sneezes in my face until I wake up.
That's another route.
Like intentional sneezes. She's not allergic to shit. Literally only sneezes when she needs me to do shit. Wake up, Chase. I got to go out. Okay, 5 more minutes. All right, guess we're going out right now.
Senpai, between my gunshot noises and Chase's sneezes, you now have the ammo for just sick beat. So you can just like rap over it like whenever we get this going.
Rap Devil Part 2.
Yep.
Now you can just say that we're all Midwest single guys. This is like some ASMR shit.
You have like your hair standing up on your arms in full erection.
I mean, I always
do.
That's
what ASMR is, right?
I don't know, but I just thought we're talking about boners.
There's your intro. Thank you. Good night.
I'm talking about boners. That's gonna be the intro, but.
Because it's dead silent for like 2 full seconds. He's like, I just thought we were talking about boners.
Oh shit, that's fucking gold.